This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Limits, the guy you work with every day is incredible. Mostly because he's nowhere to be found.
No, I don't know where he is right now, Donnie. And this sometimes does happen where I will go out into the hallway and basically, like, I'm the teacher on Ferris Bueller. Bueller, Bueller. I'll just yell, Joe? Joe?
Yeah, we need Ben Stein to start calling his name. I mean, he was very amped to ask me some very quick questions. He said five quick questions, then we get into a quiz show.
And I think he's going to love the quiz show today.
We're not going to have time.
No.
I mean, do I have to go out there and look for him?
I can do that. But Donnie, do you have any thoughts? Do you have any big topics that you want to broach to the audience right
now? I mean,
now?
I guess if I want to give you a minute, I'll jump on the Aaron Rodgers rumor. The caller that called in earlier who said Aaron Rodgers was spotted in the strip earlier this morning. Questioning, is he finally signing with the Steelers? Oh, here he is. Here he is, Limits. He's back. He's back.
Joe, we have a radio show to run
here. There's an acoustic guitar in our boss's office.
So you decided to just help yourself turn into Johnny Cash?
Yeah, I sang to him, and he said he wants to record a fan song with everybody included in it. It'll be like, we are the world. We are the fan,
Donnie. Oh, man, what an all-star lineup that was.
Incredible. Did you see the documentary on that?
No, I do want to watch that.
It's unbelievable. They just call up Michael Jackson, Bruce Springsteen, like Bob Dylan.
They had
everybody Cindy Lauper. They all just show up.
They had every who's who you could possibly have in that era. And then some of the older people, too.
It was mind-blowing what they did. All right, Donnie. We have a quiz show coming up. But first, based on sports events of the day that have transpired and also things that have happened on this show, I have five quick questions, almost a free association.
Okay.
That we're going to start with here. Mike Jones, I'm sure you're familiar with his work on The Athletic, covers the NFL. He broke down every owner in the NFL in these categories. The story is, how much does every NFL owner want to win? Okay? The categories, and there's several teams in each, they begin with contention mode. Your owner's in, this guy wants to win real bad. Willing to do what it takes to win is the second tier. Content to compete is the third tier. Trying to get it right is the fourth tier. And the fifth tier, Donnie, is stuck in struggle mode. Where do you think Art falls? Which one? One through five.
I mean, to me, I don't think it's fair to put him in one or two. I don't think it's fair to put him in struggle mode. That would tell me that the team is, bad more often than not, and they're never bad.
But it's not about the team. It's about the owner's mindset. That's what this story's about.
The one that sounds like the textbook definition of him is content to compete.
Mm.
So I would put him there. Is that number three?
Yeah.
That'd be my guess.
He ain't there. He's down there. And I give this guy Mike Jones credit, by the way, because the national media, you poll 9 out of 10 people who cover the NFL, they'll, without thinking, put the Steelers in the first or second category. Probably the first. Oh, their owner, that's all they want to do. The standard's the standard. He's got them in struggle mode.
Oh, I like that.
Not them, him. He's got, Mike Jones has Art II with owners from the Falcons, Browns, Cowboys, Colts, Jags, and Giants, and Jets in struggle mode, Donnie. Here's what he says.
Just like paddling and they don't know what they're doing.
Here's what he says. The Rooney family-owned Steelers are a well-respected organization. Mike Tomlin commands respect as a leader. But, writes Mike Jones, the Steelers have failed to evolve and modernize their methods for running a franchise, and as a result, they remain in search of their first playoff win since 2016 season. How about them apples, Donnie?
I applaud him for that.
So do I.
You know, like you said, there are not many national people, writers or, you know, talking heads that would ever dare put anybody related to the Steelers down on that list.
Well said. I agree 1,000. Now, if I wanted to quibble, I think one of the reasons they're stuck where they're stuck is because Tomlin is a very good coach, but no longer the right coach here. And Art is unwilling, afraid to move on. But the general theme of that, I'm with you. Number two, this was unbelievable, Donnie. How riveted to you or were you to your radio or television when Spencer Horwitz came to the plate last night? An entire universe was listening and watching to see if the Pirates could avoid making history. We have a clip for you on that. I believe it's Joe Block. To see if Spencer Horwitz could even ground out, Donnie, and avoid major league history. You had people in Switzerland listening to this. Here we go, Limits.
Here's a 2-2. Horowitz grounds it towards short. The third baseman slides. Durbin throws to first to get an out. The Pirates get their fifth run across. Reynolds to third, two outs. It's 8-5.
There you go, Donnie. History was made, or more accurately, wasn't made. It's one of those where was I moments. Where were you?
Where was I? Sleeping in bed. I was sleeping in bed when that run came across.
What? Really?
Yeah.
You didn't stay up for that?
No.
That was a big moment for us and the Starkey family.
I got up around 7 a.m. I didn't want to wait out the whole rain delay.
I do hear you. I thought you might stay up for that. I mean, I really was riveted. Can they avoid?
Honey, they're going to get five runs.
Right.
They're going to lose the game. But
my wife
get
was
five
watching.
Runs.
And that brings up a related question that came up. When Key Brian Hayes comes to the plate in the Starkey household, my wife says, and we never know when he will because the order is different every single day for the last 5 years. So somebody's on base and invariably Key Brian comes to the plate. My wife's reaction is, oh my God, what's the reaction in the Bechtold household? How does it go in the Chedrick household when Key Brian comes to the plate?
I mean, I guess kind of just a sigh.
Yeah.
You can't get your hopes up with this guy.
Sort of like the Bechtolds. Yeah. Maybe do that again, Limits. What's
Mr. Bechtold likes to say, anytime he sees the Pirates losing.
Last night, his total at-bats, the distance of the ball was probably 10 feet total. Two dribblers in front of the plate, Donnie, and a pop-out to second. How long does this go on with this?
The lack of power there is just staggering.
It's staggering.
I mean, because sometimes guys even run into one.
And why didn't Kelly play Henry Davis after the second good game of his whole career?
That is something that Derek Shelton would have done.
Right.
So that's a little bit alarming.
And why is Tommy Pham still running out there? Why, Donnie?
No idea. I mean, I would rather them, like, they should have just left Gorski or somebody on the roster and let Pham go. Like,
or leave it.
At least let some guy we...
Leave it vacant. Can you play with 8
don't
limits?
Know about.
Can you play with 8?
I probably shouldn't.
I'm astounded that somebody, well, the two guys there, Don Kelly is a lifelong respected baseball man. Ben Cherington won a World Series. So are they holding out, as the Noah Constrictor tells us, for Tommy Pham to get on a hot streak and then trade him for a prospect who's never going to turn out? Is that worth it to keep running that guy out there every day?
I mean, we are still 2 months away, 2 months and a week away from the trade deadline. So
yeah,
you're really banking on this guy to get get moving fast here.
DFA. All right, next is, did I cost Harry Callis an election? They talked about it on the morning show. My wife and I, we live on the same street as the Callises, where Harry lives in Greentree. What was he running for, Limits?
Greentree Council.
Greentree Council.
He wanted to fix the pool up or something.
Yeah, he apparently lost by 2 votes. My wife and I didn't vote. If we do vote, Harry might go to penalty kicks. Did we cost Harry his political career?
I mean, I wouldn't say you cost him his career. He's only, what, like 26 years old? He can always run again. So it's not like this is some guy's last chance on the Hall of Fame ballot or anything. I mean, it's your right to vote or not vote.
Yeah.
So it's hard to blame just you guys. I do think it is funny, though, how it ties in. A guy that works at the same place as Harry is on right after Harry in the mornings.
And lives.
Didn't vote.
Lives maybe 20 houses from Harry. From the Callis family singers. Is that unbelievable? I almost feel ashamed.
He'll get back on there.
All right. This is the big news of the day. Donnie Chedrick joining us for the noon hour. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. A man named Brett calls in today. Tells us he's a cleaning guy. Tells us he's not flaky, the words he used, just a regular old guy. And he sounded like a regular old guy. Says that he saw Aaron Rodgers come out of a hotel in the Strip District this morning. Went back and verified it with the people at the hotel. He ended our call delving into some weird baseball story with a maniacal laugh, which undermined him. So then I threw it out.
Wait.
Stop. So then I said, we hung up with him. I said, Limits, if that guy, I'm going to challenge him right now. Brett, you call back and you double down on your story to Limits and I'll believe you a little more. So Brett, the cleaning guy, after a delay, called back, doubled down. And from what I'm told, Limits, he tripled down?
He tripled down.
Tell us about that.
He called back again.
Yeah.
And he also texted in and said that he is, you know, he's somebody who has called into the show before, and he's not trying to mess with us at all. He's just trying to pass along some information, and he has no ill harm because of it.
Play for Donnie the clip.
All right, Donnie, this is what Brett told us earlier today.
All right, so Joe, here's the deal. I'm not a flaky guy, and I don't know what this means. I'm not going to say he's signing today and announcing it today or in 2 months, but in the Strip District this morning at 6:15, I saw Aaron Rodgers coming out of a hotel, and it's confirmed by one of the hotel employees, so I just thought I'd throw that little nugget to you.
Donnie?
So wait, so he went back and talked to people in the hotel and said, was that Aaron Rodgers? Is that what he's telling us?
Yes, he was positive it was, but he even went back for confirmation.
I mean, he would have to have his name on file. No?
These guys go under aliases. They go as, you know, Robin Hood
like when Terry Bradshaw went to the doctor as Tom Brady.
Exactly.
And don't forget about the picture of Aaron Rodgers that I tweeted last night. Was that Aaron Rodgers, the guy that was sitting at the
well,
bar
see,
at the pirate game?
I know, but that undermines it, unless it was the same guy.
Oh, that means, is Aaron Rodgers here?
Play it for Donnie and for everybody else out there again. Donnie, this guy's from Ohio. He's a cleaner by trade. I don't know what's in it for him other than maybe a little bit of fame on the radio. Play this again for Donnie.
All right. So, Joe, here's the deal. I'm not a flaky guy, and I don't know what this means. I'm not going to say he's signing today and announcing it today or in 2 months, but in the Strip District this morning at 6:15, I saw Aaron Rodgers coming out of a hotel. And it's confirmed by one of the hotel employees. So I just thought I'd throw that little nugget to you.
Donnie, a yes or no, do you believe him?
I don't want to take a shot at a caller, but I don't think Aaron Rodgers is here.
Okay, that's fair. Neither does him. Limits over there, and neither did, who else? Ray Fittipaldi.
Ray, yeah.
I believe him, but very precariously, I might add. He just sounded salt-of-the-earth guy.
He did. I mean, and like you said, what does he have to gain besides, I mean, if we find out it was him, if he signs like this weekend, like I think if we give our guy a window, what was his name, Brett?
Yeah, give him a window. What should the window look like, Donnie?
I think if it's like a 72-hour, like he signs it this weekend, or maybe we find out down the road, oh, he signed it right before Memorial Day. then we come back to this call.
Is it significant to you that he not only doubled down but called limits a third time just for a private conversation?
Yeah, it made me think a little bit more on it.
Yeah.
The hotel employee allowed to say, though, yeah, that was Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, if you're a cleaning guy, you have buddies, right? You go up to the what do you call the guy at the front?
The receptionist.
Him, but there's a better name for that.
The concierge?
Yes.
Yeah, the concierge.
You go up to the concierge, you know him for years, you come in, you clean the hotel, yeah. You guys BS about the Pirates. Hey, man, was that Aaron Rodgers who walked in here, or was he staying here? And the guy told him, yes, Donnie, apparently.
It was Roger Aarons.
What?
I just reversed the name.
Maybe. It was Napoleon Bonaparte. All right. I'm going to say I believe him for now, and I agree with you. 72-hour window for Brett the cleaning guy. Limits, you agree to that?
Sure, I'll give him that window.
We can even give him Monday since it's a holiday.
Yeah, we'll give him Monday. If Roger signs by Tuesday morning, Brett the cleaning guy was right.
I hope Roger signs on Monday.
That'd be big for all of you guys.
I'm doing the morning show
on that day.
I'm doing the PM team.
Are you?
On Monday? Yeah,
it's Bob's doing. So it's everybody from our show is splitting up the duties.
Yeah, we're the only ones working this show.
I have to get up at 5:30 that morning. Limits.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You have to be here at 5:40.
I'll get here at 5:39. Let's do a quiz show, shall we? You worked long and hard on this. We didn't want to put you in position to have to answer any questions because you can't. So
you're taking shots already. You know what? There's going
to
be a day.
That was an absolute Jackson dart.
When the quiz show is banned and the quiz show gets a big hiatus.
Did I just hammer you with a Jackson dart?
You did.
All right, let's go.
Maybe quiz show won't happen because of that dart.
Well, here we go. It's me against Donnie, Donnie against me. No theme to this one. It's just general sports.
First question.
Yep.
Yes. There is a theme to it, but we will get to what that theme is coming up. First question.
I hope it'll become obvious if there's a theme.
It will.
All right.
The first question is to Donnie, because Joe told me to get creative. Donnie, this current Pittsburgh Pirate has his college locker room named after him at the start of 2024. Which Pirate is this?
Ooh.
He has his college locker room named after him?
The college locker room is named after this Pirate.
Jeez, I don't know where half these guys went, and half of them didn't even go to college. Joey Bart.
Joey Bart is incorrect.
I'm going to say it's the Jared Triolo locker room where we never hit.
No.
We only field.
Houston.
No, it is not.
I don't know.
Spencer Horwitz.
Spencer Horwitz is incorrect.
Oh.
Joe, you got to get it right or else Donnie's going to get a clue.
Donnie should get a clue if I don't get it right. I'm going to say it's the David Bednar locker room at Mars.
Is Mars a college?
I thought you said high school.
That's what I thought. Donnie, this is a first round pick of the Pirates in the last 10 years.
Henry Davis?
Henry Davis, Louisville's locker room is named after Henry Davis.
Oh my God, do they put his batting average up there yet?
Maybe not.
Can you beat Henry the Great?
They should have games in the locker room. Can you hit 200?
Yeah, the Henry Davis locker room. How about that?
All right, limits. That was a good one. Next.
Next up, Joe, this question is for you.
Mm-hmm.
Since 1996-97,
yeah,
teams that are trailed by 7-plus in the final 50 seconds of the fourth quarter or overtime in the playoffs are 4-1,702.
Yeah.
Indiana Pacers have 3 of those wins, and they're all this year. Who is the only other team in recent NBA history to do it?
To come back from 9 with 50 seconds left?
7, but yes.
7, okay. In regular season or playoffs?
That is, and just in the playoffs.
Just in the playoffs. You had to have been down 7. 7?
The final 50 seconds.
In 50 seconds. Who would have made a comeback since when?
Since 1996-97.
Lakers.
The Lakers are incorrect.
I hate you. I'm sorry.
I'll go with Golden State.
Golden State is incorrect. Joe, I will give you this hint. It has been in the last 11 years. That you can
Thanks,
eliminate.
Not
you can eliminate 1996, 97.
I know,
on.
11. Right, yeah,
up until
the last 11 years.
Yeah.
It's a very clear directive. There, limits.
Half of the years for you almost.
I can't. You'd think I'd remember the game. Oh, I know who it was. The Miami Heat.
That is incorrect.
I'll go with the Knicks.
That is incorrect.
Donnie, you'd think. I mean, this is notable. A team came back with miracle plays at the end of a playoff game.
Joe, your last hint. Western Conference.
Sacramento
team.
Kings.
No.
Spurs.
No.
Trailblazers.
Houston.
Nuggets.
I have a dead giveaway hint that I can give.
Be able to let Donnie guess and then
yeah,
give
I
me
have
the
to guess
dead giveaway.
And then it would be Joe. I'll go with the Utah Jazz.
Utah Jazz is incorrect. This is one of the best teams.
We're really scraping the bottom of the barrel now.
One of the best teams in the NBA this year.
Oklahoma City.
May 13th.
Nice pull, Joe.
2014, yeah. The Oklahoma City Thunder against the Clippers.
I mean, they did have their big three back then.
Yeah, that's true. Harden, Westbrook, and Durant. Okay, very good. We're 1-1, Donnie.
All right,
you're up.
Donnie, next question to you, and we're starting to run out of time on this quiz
show.
No,
we're not.
4 Milwaukee Brewers have won MVP since the 1981 season. Only 2 Brewers since Milwaukee moved to the National League in 1998 have done it. Christian Yelich won the MVP in 2018. Who is the other Brewer to win NL MVP in team history?
Prince Fielder?
Incorrect.
Robin Yount?
Robin Yount won it when they were in the American League.
Well, then I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
I can't even think of, like, top-tier guys. Like, Carlos Lee?
Incorrect. No Carlos Lee.
I know who it was.
Yeah? Do you?
Yeah.
All right, Joe is signaling. He knows.
I'm pointing to the sky as I do to celebrate home runs. Ryan Braun.
Should have known.
Ryan Braun, 2011.
Let's go!
Boo! Ryan
I let
Braun.
That one remember, right under go. My nose.
Remember Ryan Braun would get booed every time he came
yep.
back?
Yeah, remember he tried to blame the guy when he himself urinated in the cup?
Yes.
Remember that?
Joe, you wanted me to get creative with this quiz show.
Yeah.
So I did. And in being creative, I asked fellow producers to submit a question to the quiz show.
I love it.
And 3 producers responded.
Okay.
From Charlie Borges.
It's his birthday today. Yep.
Happy birthday, Charlie Borges.
Mm-hmm.
He called me yesterday saying that the Pirates traded Chris Benson to his New York Mets for a package of 3 prospects.
Mm.
One prospect became a power hitting. I won't give you the position. A power hitting player.
Yeah.
Who was this player?
Batista.
Joe is on a roll. Jose
Joey
Batista is correct. Wow, Joe.
Joe might be taking this one home today.
I'm impressed by Joe.
I'm red hot right now, Donnie.
I'm about to angrily take the shirt off, go into the locker room.
Well, Donnie, this is your guy that brings in the next question.
Uh-oh.
Intern Dom submits
a
question.
Oh,
this is going to be all over the place.
Dom DiTomaso says, Roberto Clemente is first all-time in hits in Pirates history. Hannes Wagner is second all-time in Pirates hits with 2,967. Who is third all-time in Pirates history in hits?
Ooh.
Mm, that's a good one. And I forget, but I know who it is. I think I know who it is. If I don't forget his name.
I want to go with one of the old heads.
Go with here. One. Time's a waste and
dummy. Ralph Kiner.
Ralph Kiner is incorrect.
Paul Wehner.
Joe again.
again.
Paul Wehner is correct.
That was the second name I had.
I was really hoping that we were going to stump Joe on this quiz show.
No relation to John Wehner,
no.
I might add. Although he may have been from Carrick. Where was Paul Wehner from? Doesn't matter. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
We're going to have to start banging on trash cans for Donnie.
What is it, 3-1? Well, all he needs is the bonus question.
Joe is up 4-1.
Oh, I can clinch with this one, Donnie.
Yeah, you can.
Render the bonus question meaningless.
All right, Donnie. This is a really good question from Logan Arblaster.
Is this to me?
This is to you. Or no,
this is
Joe.
To me. I can clinch.
This is Joe.
Who's Logan Arblaster?
Really good question from Logan Arblaster. He is, I think, produced a show. I don't know if you've worked with him, Joe. But he's
neither
a Waynesburg guy. He's worked some Friday nights and weekends.
Bet it's a good question, then. Go.
Logan Arblaster submits George Pickens, the former Steeler. He is related to a former two-star athlete in sports history. This athlete is George Pickens' great uncle. Who is this athlete?
Do you know this, Donnie?
I don't know.
I have a
couple of names.
Darrell Revis.
Incorrect. Darrell Revis only played football.
You said, okay. So
I'm sorry. What'd you say?
I said he's a two-sport athlete.
Oh, my God.
Is it Dave Winfield?
That is incorrect.
Oh, a two-sport athlete who's his great uncle.
Very good question that was submitted.
Sam Clancy?
No.
Not Sam I think Clancy. We would have known that.
Charlie Ward?
No, not Charlie Ward.
Oh, is that a good one?
Good picks, though.
So he had to play in the pros in two sports.
Yes.
Okay.
Who else? Deion Sanders?
No. Another good guess.
Thank you, Donnie.
Bo Jackson?
Oh, my
God! Let's go!
Donnie got it. Bo Jackson.
Donnie keeps himself alive. Give us the bonus question. Wait a second.
I guess, he is a Georgia guy.
And I love it.
I know, but how did we not have stories on that when he was here?
I am surprised how we, I feel like I haven't heard that before.
Are you sure about that, Limits?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I looked it up to confirm.
Okay.
And that is true. All right.
Suspicious of that.
Well, you can be suspicious all you want, but it's true.
All right. This is the bonus question worth 3 points, meaning the guy who gets this wins.
All
Who's
right,
up?
Donnie. I'm rooting for you.
How come Donnie gets the question?
Because you had the last question.
All right.
Donnie, I'm rooting for you. The Pacers, Thunder, and Timberwolves have never won an NBA championship. The last time the New York Knicks won was 1972-73. How many players on the 1973 Steelers offense can you name?
1973 Steelers offense.
1973 Steelers offense.
What an oddly worded question.
Well, too
bad.
I'm
going to tell you 10 things about the NBA and then ask you about the 73 Steelers, Donnie.
Yep.
I mean, if it's only the 73 Steelers, I feel like I only have two for sure.
Ooh.
All right. So you name it. I can either say Donnie name two or I can name more.
Yeah.
Correct.
I'll name three.
Donnie, can you name four?
You're not allowed to ask him
that.
He already did his best.
Yes, you can. No.
He said two.
No. You and Malzahn used to go back and
forth. Let Joe go.
Three? Three from the 73 Steelers.
Donnie.
Yeah. Terry Bradshaw, Franco Harris, and John Kolb.
Donnie. You gave Joe that on a platter.
I get worried about the counting ones. I doubt myself.
I know, but you just have to think back to the Immaculate Reception. Who was on the field, that type of thing.
Well, that's where, like, I know that
Joe Gilliam, was he still on the team?
I know that, like, Terry Hanratty.
Yeah, both of them were.
Ronnie Shanklin.
The receivers weren't out there.
I'm surprised that you went with John Kolb. I just put skill position players on here, but then I remembered that Kolb was on the team. Larry Brown.
Powerlifter.
Larry Brown.
I'm surprised
Brown.
You didn't say. Yeah. Frenchie Fuqua was on that team.
Of course, Frenchie Fuqua.
Rocky was on the team.
Yeah, Rocky. Donnie, that was right up your alley.
Donnie, I thought you had that one.
Donnie, that's the first time I've seen Donnie panic in the quiz show since we've been doing it for several months.
Yeah, he did.
What happened, Donnie, with that question? Why no confidence? That's right up your alley.
I don't know. I immediately thought of all the 74 guys and thought, okay, those guys weren't on the team.
Right.
And then I thought, okay, Bradshaw and Franco.
You're right.
And then I like froze trying to think of other ones.
So, Limits, it was the wording of your question that froze Donnie, meaning you put a lot of work into that. And I'm proud of you.
Good quiz show, Limits.
Thank you.
Great quiz show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And listen to this. The 2025 Fan 5 Alarm T-shirts are available online. Go to KeystoneCustomApparel.com and get your commemorative T-shirt. A portion of the proceeds benefit local volunteer fire departments. That music signals that it's time for Bechtold's Breakdown. Donnie Chedrick in, as he usually is on Fridays for the noon hour. Let's go, Limits.
Donnie, very excited that you are here for today's Bechtold Breakdown, which is brought to you by Southside Plumbing and Heating and our good friend Jake at Southside Plumbing and Heating. And we begin with Booger McFarland. Did you forget about Booger? Remember he used to ride the Booger Mobile?
That was great.
Monday Night Football, cart.
He's been great on the like newer editions of primetime.
I like him. That wasn't his best role on Monday Night Football, but as strictly as like a studio analyst, I think he's great.
I think he is like rejuvenated Berman a little bit too.
Yeah.
So Booger was on NFL Live on ESPN this week. And is saying that Steelers players should hold out if Mason Rudolph starts. Booger said they are taking years off their lives who are potential Hall of Fame players. When you talk about Cam Hayward and TJ Watt and Minka, if you go out there with Mason Rudolph in game one, if I'm Cam Hayward, I might not even show up, because if you're not going to put forth the effort offensively or organizationally, why do you want me out here?
Oh, come on.
What are you making at, Donnie?
It's going to be 1 year if that's even the case. I mean, we're all still assuming that Aaron
Donnie,
Rodgers
they don't have
will
a year to waste. Cam Hayward's 37. I'm not saying they should hold out or quit, but I would not be happy right now if I was Cam Hayward and T.J. Watt and Minka. And I know that the defense doesn't have a whole lot of clout these days because they haven't exactly performed in the playoffs. But come on, Mason Rudolph. And I'd say the same thing about Aaron Rodgers. What are we doing?
They're wasting a year regardless.
Yeah.
That's the problem here.
Agreed. I don't think we talk enough. I was asking Ray, he wrote about it today, about how mind-blowing it is that Mason Rudolph is back in Pittsburgh. I feel like people are just like, oh, yeah, that's logical. What?
I never thought that would happen again.
Me neither. Since they've rejected him in some form or fashion 19 times. They played a duck hunter over him 1 year, and then they got rid of him and brought in Fields and Wilson. They could have had him that year, too, last year. And here he is again. Oh, yeah, Mason's back. That's perfectly logical, and he'll be really good. Okay.
Hold out if Mason is the quarterback. The guy that they've already played how many years with? The guy they're familiar with? The guy that
you
Cam
think
Hayward
those guys
himself?
Are happy? You think those guys are happy
no,
at the prospect
happy.
Of Mason Rudolph as their quarterback?
Cam Hayward even said, we're comfortable with Mason as our quarterback.
Well, what else is he going to do? Is he going to rip him?
He could do what he did with Aaron Rodgers and say, I'm not going in the darkness with that guy. I mean, if you want to be a Steeler or not, what is it? He took a lot more firm of a stance that he walked back with Rodgers than applauding Mason.
All right, limits. Next.
All right. Fine, Joe. Cleveland's mayor, his name is Justin Bibb. He claims that there are more important priorities than the Cleveland Browns right now when asked about the Browns stadium drama. The mayor, there are more pressing things right now, important priorities, than the Browns stadium deal. Browns might end up moving to Brook Park in their new dome stadium, and the mayor doesn't seem like he cares.
Neither do I.
Well, that's
by the way.
That was my question. When is the...
Who cares if the Browns play in the city or the suburbs? Why would I care about that? Why do they even care about that?
The city of Cleveland should care. That's a lot of money that comes into the city. If the Steelers eventually try to move from like Acrisure to Cranberry, there will be a fight between the Steelers and the city.
Well, then I'll care if it's Pittsburgh. I don't care about Cleveland. Buffalo plays in Orchard Park, New York.
Well, the point of what
Kansas City plays way outside their city.
Point of what I'm bringing this up
their city limits, I might add.
That's right. This is why I'm bringing it up though, because this topic, Steelers lease is up in what 2030, is going to eventually be broached here. Cleveland, I mean, the mayor basically says, yeah, sure, Browns, you know, move like 20, 25 minutes away. It's fine.
Yeah, I mean, and to your point, he's sort of neglecting all of the money that will and should be brought in by having a pro football team there that
Freddie,
will now be lost.
Who runs the coffee shop right down the road from the stadium? Or Billy, who runs their version of Tequila Cowboy or Al Dean's?
I mean, I have wondered for a while, like, what is the next step? Once they think that the current stadium isn't the
Browns
anymore,
or the Steelers?
The Steelers.
Oh.
Because the Steelers will eventually run into this problem because there's nowhere else to put a stadium.
Well, then Art will build a cheap Lego stadium outside of town instead of inside of town. But I do agree.
All they'll do is put parking garages everywhere. Like they've put up so much around it, there's nowhere to...
Do you like Acrisure Stadium, Donnie? I think it gets a bad rap, even though I just took a shot at it. I like it because it's no frills. Just come on out and play football. There's a patch of grass over there and a bunch of people in the seats.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it should get the hate that it does. It's similar, honestly, to a lot of the other ones in the AFC North. Like, I've been to all four of those. They all feel pretty similar to me. I'd probably say that Baltimore has the nicest, but I don't think the Steelers have the worst in the division.
Joe Smeltzer has taken a shot at somebody. Sorry to interrupt, Donnie.
But then, like, yeah, you see some of the newer ones. You see Vegas. You see Minnesota.
I don't care. I don't care about those. Do you? Is that important to you?
I mean, I don't really see us ever having something like that.
Do you want something like that?
I get the positives of having a dome, how you could bring in, like, other events, events.
The dome sucks, Donnie. You're supposed to be an old-time football guy.
Well, as I'm saying that, I don't think we ever see it because that's just not, you know, that just doesn't feel like Pittsburgh to me.
No, or Buffalo or Cleveland or Baltimore or any of the fact that Minnesota has a dome is a blight on their entire state.
See, they've had a dome my whole life, so I don't know the Vikings era pre-dome.
Well, the whole idea is to have your stadium reflect your city, your culture, your vibe. Do we want Pittsburgh to have a dome where it's 72 degrees inside and they play on a carpet? Donnie, you're Donnie Football.
I didn't say I wanted a dome.
You hinted at it.
I said I understand the positives of having a dome, but
I don't want
a
dome?
One. No.
Good. Joe Smeltzer, you guys know him, right?
Yeah, I love Joe. He's one of my good friends.
Legendary figure.
He listens all the time.
And you both saw that the college football playoff has a new straight seating rule.
I'm glad that you brought that up, Joe. That's the next topic.
Thank you, Limits. And I have a... Can I hijack this one?
Go right ahead.
And I'll actually ask you and Donnie about it. Yeah, they want to go with straight seating. So the matchups last year, instead of having in the second round all the teams that got byes being underdogs in the second round, the matchups would have been way different. Now my phone doesn't work, Donnie. It would have been the winner of Clemson, Notre Dame at Penn State, which would have been tremendous.
A lot better.
No, that wouldn't have been at Penn State. That would have been at one of the like the Fiesta Bowl or whatever. But,
I know.
That's a lot different than playing the game at Beaver Stadium.
They would have played Penn State in the second round. This guy does.
It is. It's a lot different.
It's been like
you're
this
not
all
seeing
day.
110,000 of my best friends.
Boise State would have played Indiana. That sounds like a first-round game, right? That's the way it should have been. The winner would have played Oregon, although not at Oregon. Right, Limits? The next game would have been Arizona State, Ohio State. The winner plays Texas. And then Georgia also would have gotten a bye and played the winner of SMU, Tennessee. That's the way it should be. The Boise State AD has weighed in. Jeremiah Dickey. Do you know him, Donnie?
Is he related to R.A.?
No, and he's also not related to Professor Dick over at Duquesne, I don't think.
Yeah, Dr. Dick.
Dr. Dick. So Jeremiah Dickey has weighed in from Boise State, and he says this is, please call it the Boise State policy. And then 15 seconds later, Joe Smeltzer subtweets that and says, and I quote, crybaby. Where do you... Yeah, where do you fall on this, Donnie?
I think I'm on Joe's side.
Yeah.
I'm fully on Joe's side.
What is the Boise State guy saying? You're basically discriminating against the little guy, right?
Like, oh, you're using this as we didn't hold up our end of the bargain as the team that was the favorite, the higher seed in that second round, even though they weren't a favorite in the game, but you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Like, last year, this past year, you don't have to take that stance if you're Boise State, because there were plenty of teams who got that bye who got their ass kicked in that game. I mean, think about what Ohio State did to Oregon. That game was over by halftime. That was the number one overall seed, and Ohio State was up 5 touchdowns on them in that game.
Yeah.
So I don't know why you have to look at it that way. It's like, oh, we're poor little Boise State. We've always been forgotten about. No, but, I mean, The bracket, the way that it could have been by the new format they're going to, I know hindsight's 2020, and now that we know how a lot of those games worked out, it's easy to say this. The games on paper just sound a whole lot better. Like, I feel like last year we went into those games thinking, okay, we got a lot of blowouts in front of us.
You agree with them, Limits?
Yeah, I do. The matchups do look better. And I think that this is probably just best ultimately for the playoffs. Like, even though that Arizona State game they played against, who was it, Texas, was an incredible,
yes, that was a good one,
incredible game. Like, I'm even not naive to say Penn State, Boise State in the second round. I mean, come on, that should not be that game unless Boise State advances another way.
And we all agree that Smeltzer's one-word tweet was tremendous. He did put a period on the end, crybaby.
Yes, that's emphasis right there.
Love it.
The period at the very end.
Absolutely love it. Thank you, Limits, and thank you, Donnie, for another wonderful hour.
Thank you, Joe.
We had the time of our lives.
Thank you, Donnie.
Today was one of our best ever, did you?
That was a good one.
Thank you, Donnie.
The quiz show was very good, even though I choked. I froze.
I know, but it's the first time I've seen you do that. I do that every week. You've been very calm and very, very good in the quiz show. Today, you had a rough game. There's no way around
it. I'll just get back on the saddle.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Thank you, Donnie.
Thank you, Donnie.
Coming up,
Donnie never thanked me.
Now Limits wants you to thank him? What
Thank
is
you,
going?
Limits.
All right. Is that good enough? He thanked you. Limits is feeling very insecure today as he tries, as he battles in his recovery from early onset muscles. I know, Donnie, you're rooting for him, aren't you?
Oh, Donnie, did you see the hat that I got?
Yeah,
Malzy gave me a hat.
He has the general know-it-all hat.
General know-it-all
right,
from
exactly.
Malzy.
Yes. Very, very heartwarming moment the other day when Malzy came into the studio to offer his support. And we're all rooting for Limits to get better.
I'm sorry, Donnie, and I thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.